gon' spin, cause I'm a 10. Pink Corvette, let's paint the rims. I give looks and set the trends. We all look good, it's me and friends. Number one, I feel important. I got flavors, assortment. Buy it cause I can't afford it. In the mirror, I look
gorgeous, good. Gorgeous, gorgeous girls. We found steeped in diamonds and pearls. Rhinestone, rover, hopping toes. Yeah. Can't take a step into my world.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Forest Hill Rec Dance. Let's give them a big round of applause. Remind fans for their safety to please stay off the top of the dugouts and any walls here at the stadium. Thank you.
Fans, turn your attention towards the pitcher's mound for tonight's First Pitches, presented by UniFirst.
All right, everybody, getting things started tonight for our first pitch of the evening. We've got a little special one here. Bill and Colleen Schofield, who actually were married here last year, and now they are going to solidify their place in Leidos Field history even further by being the first couple to do a first pitch as pitcher and catcher. Whenever you are ready, let her fire. Oh, she's always there to pick up the pieces for you. Let's hear it one more time for them, people. All right. And now, coming in for relief, we have our intern, Olivia. Let's hear it up for Olivia, everybody. This is her last day with us for this season. We appreciate all of her hard work. But now we need one more thing out of her. We need her to throw a heater right down the center of the plate. Whenever you're ready, Olivia. All right, she went with the knuckler, but that was still on the inside. One more time for Olivia, everybody.
Give it up for the hottest pregame show in minor league baseball. It's the Air Show with Michael Mark Antonini, Stash, and Ray. Take it away, boys.
What's going on, Ironbirds fans? My name is Michael Mark Antonini. He's Ray Atkinson. We'll hear from the Iron Stash in just a little bit, but we're getting set for game 4 of 6 this week between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Greenville Drive. Well, Ray, it was a really fun win last night for the Birds, 9th walk-off win of the season, but before we talk about that, let's talk about what we got going on here. We're matching today. We didn't plan it, but I got to say, pregame show co-hosts that match together stay together.
That they do. Yeah, we did not plan this. We did not call each other. We just had a spiritual connection to where we just said, hey, let's wear gray. Let's wear navy. It's Fat Bear Night. What can I say? We got fireworks after the game. It's going to be a great time tonight.
Great night at the ballpark. Even our microphones match today. Well, Ray, let's talk about that walk-off win last night. Like I said, 9th walk-off win of the season for the Birds, averaging almost 1 walk-off win per homestand this season. And it was. We're going to start by talking about Samuel Basayo, who is on an absolute tear right now. Walk-off blast in the 9th inning into the Ironbirds bullpen. He did it on an 0-2 count with 2 outs in the inning, and the Birds went home victorious.
Yeah, he's becoming quite familiar with that outfield right field fence. Actually, more like that APG FCU shed right there, because he's just been hitting it there for the last couple of games. He's completely on a tear. It's amazing to watch what Samuel Basayo was able to do. Ice water in his veins last night. Bottom of the 9th, 2 outs, 0-2 count, psh, game over.
Yeah, I think APG, Federal Credit Union, is getting a lot of free advertising because every time Basayo hits one out that way, we see that in the shot on the broadcast. But a couple other guys contributing last night as well. How about Trendon Craig, another multi-hit effort, went 2-for-4 and drove in a run. And then on the pitching side of things, the Birds pitching staff continues to get it done. Zach Peake in a rehab start last night, 4 hitless, scoreless innings, 6 strikeouts, just 1 walk, and he retired the last 7 batters that he faced.
That it was. It was a offensive shutdown for the Greenville drive for like the first 8 innings. And yeah, Zach Peake played a pivotal role in keeping those bats cool for the drive.
Well, you knew that after the walk-off home run last night, we had to profile Samuel Basayo.
Of course.
For the player spotlight today on the air show, and you called it. So we're going to talk about Samuel Basayo, or as I like to say, Samuel Beast Sayo. So Sam, in his last 5 games since September 2nd, is 11-for-19 with 6 walks in that span. So he's reached base safely 17 times, and he's only struck out 3 times in that 5-game stretch. And how about 5 homers, 12 RBIs, and 4 multi-hit games in his last 5?
Yeah, I just want to point that out there for that stat. 5 homers in his last 5 games. Do I hear 6 on Fat Bear Night?
And on the season, between Delmarva and Aberdeen, in 108 games, he's racked up 49 extra base hits. 19 of those are homers. Sam, he's swinging the bat well. He's swung the bat well all season, and it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, you can't ask for any more production out of that. Samuel Basayo, you have yourself a great end of the 2023 season.
Well, we've got some keys to the game coming up for you, but first, I'm going to throw it to our friend with the mustache. Where's the iron stash? Stash, tell us what's going on at the ballpark tonight.
I am right to your left, Mike, as... Oh, over here, that's right. Aberdeen fans, how are we doing out there? Now, this is the last Friday night game of the season. I know we can do a little bit better than that, so I'm going to force you one more time. How are we doing, Aberdeen? It is Fat Bear Night, so if you happen to get on this big screen, I better see those teddy bears. I better see some excitement. We only have a couple games left in this season to leave our mark on the season. So bring everything that you got. Obviously, the players have been doing that for us. I have to say for myself, I've been bringing everything. So now it's on you. One more time. Let's go, Ironbirds! Back to you, Mike.
All right, well, we appreciate it, Stash. 3 games left in the 2023 season. We're going to leave it all out there. So let's get into the keys to tonight's game, Ray. Key number one, loving the long ball. Well, the Birds have hit 5 home runs so far in this series. I've got a couple guys who are itching to get one out. Freddie told me he's got one for me tonight. So, Freddie, I'm going to need you to put one out tonight. And Creed Williams and I were talking about a long ball before the game, so maybe he has one for me tonight. But Birds looking to continue to punish the baseball.
So you would say he's your pick to click.
I would absolutely say that. I'm going with Freddie.
Yeah, let's check out our picks to click, as they would say on an old sports show.
And key number two, MVP on the mound. Well, Kyle Verbitsky, who was awarded the Ironbirds 2023 Team MVP Award yesterday, he's making his final start of the season tonight. In his last 5 games, he's posted a 2.63 ERA. So Kyle looking to finish off his 2023 season with another strong outing.
Looking to take the Greenville drive to a place with no name, making a dancing Tom Hiddleston proud. Kyle Verbitsky's on the mound tonight, MVP. Get excited, fans.
All right, so that'll do it for another edition of The Air Show. We heard from Stash. He's Ray Atkinson. My name is Michael Marcantonini. Thanks for tuning in, Ironbirds fans. Let's have some fun tonight on the broadcast. And as always,
let's fly.
It's time to meet the starting lineup for tonight's games. First, for the visiting Greenville Drive, as announced by manager Iggy Suarez. Leading off the shortstop, Edinson Paulino. Second base, Christian Campbell. First base, Tyler Miller. Right field, Brian Gonzalez. Catching, Matthew Dongan. Center field, Gilberto Jimenez. Left field, Nick Decker. Third baseman, Carson Simas. The designated hitter, Kier Meredith. The starting pitcher for the drive, Yordani Monegro. All right, Ironbirds fans, it's time to introduce your hometown lineup presented by Beacon Staffing. The Ironbirds are led by Roberto Mercado. Leading off the center fielder, number one, Enrique Bradfield Jr. The shortstop, number 21, Frederick Ben-Cosme. Catching, number 29, Creed Willems. Right fielder, number 10, Matthew Etzel. First baseman, number 31, Ryan Higgins. Third baseman, number 37, Isaac DeLeon. Designated hitter, number 18, Jacob Teeter. Left field, number 23, Trendon Craig. Second baseman, number 26, Adam Hall. And tonight's starting pitcher for the Ironbirds, number 27, Kyle Verbitsky. Let Beacon Staffing help you find the next member of your starting lineup.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
Tonight's game time is 7:05, and it is currently 84 degrees.
We'll be right back.
Don't forget, Ironbirds fans, tonight is the final fireworks show of 2023. And tonight's theme music is Movie Blockbusters. Enjoy some epic fireworks to some epic soundtracks. In honor of Fat Bear Night, after the conclusion of tonight's fireworks, join us for a teddy bear toss if you brought them. You can bring your teddy bears for the toss onto the field at the conclusion of tonight's fireworks. Making their way down the first baseline are umpires for tonight's game. Elliot Melton is on the base paths. Brian Laws is behind home plate.
We are just about ready for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set to play Game 4 of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Greenville Drive. The High A affiliates of the Orioles and Red Sox, two AL East Division rivals going at it tonight. Just three games left in the 2023 regular season, and the Birds are looking to finish on a high night. Well, they've already started this series on a high note. Three wins in three games against the Drive. Ninth walk-off win of the season last night. Birds took home a 6-5 win over the Drive thanks to a two-out, two-strike, ninth-inning walk-off solo home run off the bat of Samuel Basayo. So that's how last night's game ended, and the Birds go into tonight's game looking to make it four in a row to tie a season-high home four-game winning streak. That's the goal tonight with another W. The Birds come into tonight's game 31-31 in the second half in third place in the South Atlantic League North Division with a +12 run differential. The Birds sit at 63-63 overall on the season. On the flip side, the Greenville Drive are 27-36 in second half play in fifth place in the South Atlantic League South Division with a -50 run differential. The Drive overall 63-66 on the season, but they did win the first half in the South Division, so they are headed to the playoffs in 2023. No playoffs for the Birds this year, unfortunately, after coming within one win of a championship last year, but It's been a fun season all the way through here in Birdland, and that's not going to change over the next three nights. It's a fun one tonight at the ballpark. Great crowd on hand for Fat Bear Night. And what does that mean? Well, it's essentially a teddy bear toss. At the end of the game, fans were told to bring, you know, teddy bears, stuffed animals of any kind, to throw on the field post-game, and once those are all rounded up after the game, they will be donated for a good cause to children. And that's just going to be a really cool thing to see after the game. You see things like that happen at hockey games often. But so we are having Fat Bear Night tonight at the ballpark. Not only that, the birds are ready to go, and they are rocking their military appreciation jerseys. Why are they wearing the military appreciation jerseys again tonight? Well, one, they're just awesome jerseys. You know, that's one. But two, there is a military appreciation jersey auction coming up after the game. So that is what is in store tonight as we get set for first pitch coming up at 7:05, just 3 minutes away from first pitch. We'll get you the starting lineups after the national anthem as well as the pitching matchup. The birds are ready to take the field. They are ready to take flight. And we are ready to play some baseball. Birds are rolling, and that is the way they want to be towards the end of this season. Looking to get over 500 for the first time in some time, and that is what a win tonight will do for them. Well, the birds are out on the field. We are ready for the national anthem. And on the flip side, we'll get you the starting lineups and the pitching matchup. It's the birds and the drive in game 4 of 6 this week here in Aberdeen. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV. Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen. Well, we are just about set for baseball here in Aberdeen. Right-hander Kyle Verbitsky gets the ball for the Birds tonight as he makes his final start of the 2023 season. He will go up against right-hander Yordani Monegro, who's making his second start at High A. So a pair of right-handers going at it tonight. Verbitsky and the Iron Birds are out on the field. They are getting set to warm up as we get set for first pitch here in the D. And should be a really fun one tonight. We've got a great crowd on hand. And there is a lot going on at the ballpark tonight. Well, there's a lot going on all weekend. The Birds are playing as the Steamed Crabs tomorrow night. There's another Mount Birdland giveaway tomorrow night as well. And then, of course, Fan Appreciation Day on Sunday to close out the 2023 season. Well, Kyle's looking for a baseball as he gets ready to throw his 8 warm-up pitches. The Birds are warming up on the field, and while they do that, let's get the starting lineups out there for tonight's game between the Birds and the Drive. For Roberto Mercado's Aberdeen Ironbirds, in the leadoff spot, it's the center fielder Enrique Bradfield Jr. batting second, the shortstop Frederick Bencosme. Creed Willems is in the 3-hole doing the catching. Matthew Etzel bats fourth. He's in right field. Ryan Higgins is in the 5-hole playing first base. Isaac De Leon bats sixth at third base. Jacob Teeter's the designated hitter. He bats seventh. Trendon Craig in the 8-hole playing left field. And rounding out the lineup, it's rehabbing second baseman Adam Hall behind right-hander Kyle Verbitsky. On the flip side for Iggy Suarez is Greenville Drive leading off at shortstop Edinson Paulino. Batting second, the second baseman Christian Campbell. Tyler Miller's the first baseman. He bats third. Brian Gonzalez in the 4-hole in right field. Matthew Donlin is the catcher. He bats fifth. Gilberto Jimenez in the 6-hole in center field. Nick Decker in left field batting seventh. Carson Simas is the third baseman. He bats eighth. And rounding out the lineup batting ninth, it's the designated hitter, Kier Meredith, behind right-hander Yordani Monegro. So those are the starting lineups in tonight's game. Kyle still throwing his warm-up toss. As I mentioned before the anthem, that the Birds come into today's ball game 63-63 overall. They went 500 in the first half. They are 500 here in the second half, looking to get back over that 500 mark with a win tonight. A win tonight would give them 4 straight wins here at Leidos Field, and that would be the third time this season that they've done that, win 4 games in a row at home. So we've got a good one on tap tonight. Birds lineup continues to produce, outscoring the Drive 22-15 in this series. And that's credit to the offense and the pitching. First pitch of the night, chopper up the middle, handled by the second baseman Hall. Jump throw to first in time. And on one pitch, Kyle Verbitsky has out number one in the top of the first. Let's set the defense for the Birds. Creed Willems is behind home plate. Isaac De Leon playing third with Frederick Bencosme at short. Adam Hall's at second. Ryan Higgins is the first baseman. In the outfield, Trendon Craig in left, Enrique Bradfield Jr. in center, and Matthew Etzel in right. So a good start to Verbitsky's night in his final outing of the season. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Christian Campbell, swings and misses. Count is 0-1. So Paulino grounded out. Campbell up now with Miller to follow. And if anyone reaches, Brian Gonzalez in the 4-hole. Verbitsky, a 6'5 right-hander, 24 years old in his third pro season. A 1 pitch, a little bit off the plate. 4-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, change. Enters tonight's game with a 4.07 ERA over 97 and a third innings of work tonight, or on the season. 1-1 pitch coming up, foul back, it's 1-2. So Verbitsky, if he goes 2 2/3 tonight, will get to the century mark in innings on the season. If he picks up 5 strikeouts tonight, he'll hit 100 strikeouts on the year. He's at 95 right now, and he's walked just 39. Kyle ready to go. Slow windup, 1-2. A little bit high. It's 2-2. 25th game of the season, 15th start for Verbitsky. Spent most of the first couple months of the season working out of the pen, bulk innings, but been a regular in the rotation. Misses low there, and the count's full. Each of his last 6 outings are starts. And he returns to Aberdeen after 3 pretty solid outings on the road during the recent road trip. 3-2 pitch coming up. Fly ball down the right field line. Etzel's there. Had him played perfectly and grabs the liner. So 2 up, 2 down. Well, Etzel was shaded towards that right field foul line. In perfect position to make the grab. That brings up Tyler Miller with 2 gone and no one on. No score, top of the first inning. Game 4 of a 6-game series. Verbitsky working quickly. First pitch, that one low and inside, count 1-0. Over his last 5 games, Verbitsky's posted a 2.63 ERA with 20 strikeouts and just 7 walks. Looking to finish the year off with another gem. Gets a swing and a miss on 1-0, make it 1-1. Well, Kyle loves pitching at home. Because every time he pitches here, 1-1, that's low and in. His family gets a chance to come out and see him pitch. He spent most of last season in the Oakland A's organization pitching in Stockton, California, all the way across the country. And his family didn't get to see him pitch in person a lot. 2-1's high, it's 3-1. But this season, he spent the entire year with the Ironbirds. And where the Birds play here in Aberdeen is about an hour, maybe a little less, a little more from where Kyle's from in Media, Pennsylvania. Gets a swing and a miss there, counts full. Well, I know I've talked about it a lot. Kyle's a Philly guy. He was one of three Philly guys on this Ironbirds roster at one point this year. And me being a Philly guy, I'm never going to miss a chance to shout out my my hometown guys. Looking for a 1-2-3 top of the first. 3-2-2 out pitch coming up. Fly ball right field. Etzel going back on it. Still going back. Leaps can't get it. It one hops off the top of the wall. Miller pulls in at second. He stops there, and he's got a two-out double. So Tyler Miller continues to swing a hot bat. Had a double in last night's game. Led off the fifth inning with a double last night. That broke up the Ironbirds' no-hit bid. The Ironbirds have taken a no-hitter into at least the fifth inning in two straight games. Well, that won't happen tonight, but Verbitsky's still a chance to get out of this inning with no runs on the board. Just underway in Aberdeen, here's the four-hole hitter, Brian Gonzalez. First pitch swinging, cuts on and misses that one. It's 0-1. Birds keep the infield back with two down. De Leon, the third baseman, hugging the line. Higgins, the first baseman, way off of his line. Kyle takes a look at second. 0-1, breaking ball off the plate again. Nice stop by Willems in the dirt. Willems back behind the dish for the second straight night, and I mentioned it on last night's broadcast. You know, I don't have any numbers or, you know, data on, like, how many pitches he had to block in the dirt last night or, you know, how grueling of a night it was behind the plate for him. But just from my perspective up here, it looked like he had to block a lot of breaking balls in the dirt. And in a lot of situations, runners were on third base. 1-1, outside it's 2-1. And, that, you know, that's tough. But Creed's a guy that whoever's out on the mound, they know that they can bury a curveball or a slider in the dirt with men on base. And Creed's going to keep it in front. Makes pitching a lot easier when you can trust the guy behind the dish. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, it's 2-2. And pretty much every pitcher who has thrown the baseball for the Ironbirds this season has been able to trust any catcher that goes back there. I mean, the catching depth and talent in the Orioles organization right now is through the roof. I mean, really at every position the O's are stacked in the minors. 2-2 pitch coming up, popped up behind home plate, out of play. No score, top of the first inning, two outs and a man on second. It's Miller out at second. He doubled to right center. Kyle got out number one on one pitch, had a quick out number two. And Miller worked a full count and doubled. Now 2-2 on Gonzalez. Kyle comes set. Next pitch, swing and a miss, fastball upstairs, and the inning is over. A strikeout to end a scoreless top of the first for Verbitsky and the Ironbirds. And they head to the bottom half, looking to get on the board first. So no score after a half. See what the Birds can do as they go for their fourth straight win tonight. Keep it locked with me on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom one in Aberdeen, no score after the top half. Birds going for their fourth straight win tonight. And in the bottom of the first against right-hander Yordani Monegro, the Birds will send up Enrique Bradfield Jr., Frederick Benkosme, and Creed Willems. Enrique had the night off last night, but he's back in there tonight, trying to get things started at the top of the order. Third game at High A for Enrique. He was in the leadoff spot in each of the first two nights, back in center field again tonight, and got to imagine he's going to be a mainstay there at the beginning of next season here in Aberdeen. First pitch from Monegro misses high, counts 1-0. Monegro, a 6'4 right-hander, just 20 years old in his third pro season. 1-0 pitch, chopped out to second. Campbell waits back on it, throws to first, and Bradfield is retired. Well, even on a routine ground ball to second, Bradfield busts it down the line and gets within a couple steps of the bag. Here's Frederick Benkosme. Well, so Freddie and the guys were big fans of my call on Samuel Basayo's walk-off home run last night. I used the same call for Elio Prado's home run a couple nights ago, Safeway Palacalle. Been trying to mix that in and use it when our Latino players here in Aberdeen hit home runs in big spots because, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to do is that pitch misses high to Freddie. It's 1-0. I want to work on my Spanish, and there's so many Spanish-speaking players in professional baseball nowadays. You know, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, wherever. You know, ground ball out to short. Freddie busting it down the line. Here's the throw from Paulino in time. So I want to work on my Spanish to be able to communicate with these guys a little better. And I also want them to feel comfortable when, you know, they take the time to learn our language here in the States. They learn English, and, you know, they have to kind of speak that moving forward. So I want to, you know, make them feel comfortable and mix in some Spanish as well. So Freddie loved the home run call. He said he's got one for me tonight, so I'm hoping he goes deep so I can mix it in again. Two up, two down. Here's Creed Willems. Well, Willems said, you know, he's like, hey, you haven't used that call for me yet. What's going on with that? Well, obviously, you know, just mixing in that one for the Latin guys, but told Creed if he gets one tonight, I got something for him. So see if he can get one out. A couple of ground ball outs for Monegro, who is making just his second appearance at High A after a recent promotion from the Low A Salem Red Sox. 2-0 pitch coming up. Creed drives one. Deep right field. Jimenez and Gonzalez back. And they'll just turn and watch it fly. Fire me up, Creed Willems. Birds lead it 1-0 on Willems' two-out solo shot here in the bottom of the first. And I got to mix it in. Safeway Palacalle, Creed. My guy talked about it during batting practice today. He got one out. That'll work. 1-0 Birds on one swing. I hope he liked that because he asked for it. I might need to retire that call after this series because I've already used it three times this week. But Creed requested it, so, you know, I got to throw it out there. That'll work. Here's Matthew Etzel. First pitch strike from Monegro. That is the sixth Ironbirds home run this series. Three in the opener, one each of the last two nights, and now one so far tonight. 0-1, Etzel takes low. Etzel has four hits in two games at High A since the recent promotion. Had a double in his High A debut on Tuesday, then went 3-for-4 with three singles on Wednesday. Didn't play last night. Back in there tonight. 1-1, that's high. Really strong numbers for Monegro this season. Combined between work at three different levels, including his one appearance at High A, a 1.93 ERA, just 13 earned runs and 60 2/3 coming in. 2-1, that's low. This is his 14th game, 13th start of the season at those three levels. He has 88 strikeouts and only 22 walks. Started the year in the Florida Complex League, and then most of his work at Low A, now in High A. Pitch high and away, that's a five-pitch walk, and Etzel is a two-out base runner. Brings up Ryan Higgins. Well, how about that? Was talking to Creed today during batting practice. Was talking to some of the other guys about the Spanish home run call, and Creed was like, come on, man. Like, you know, how come I haven't got one of those yet? Well, can't say that anymore. Right on cue. Etzel with a healthy lead at first. Right-handed hitting Higgins in the box. First pitch, low and away. Big hole on the right side for Higgy if he can shoot one that way. Mentioned the Birds rocking their USA alternate jerseys tonight. Greenville rocking the road gray tops and bottoms again. Move over to first. Etzel back standing. Or Etzel back diving, I should say. Monegro trying to work through the first after the homer and the walk. Birds lead at 1-0. Next pitch to Higgins outside. It's 2-0. In his high A debut back on September 1st at home against Brooklyn, Monegro spun 5 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts and just 1 walk. So some early success at this level against one of the hotter teams in the league. Brooklyn Cyclones are tied for first in the Sally League North Division with a shot at the playoffs. And Monegro blanked him over 5 innings. Next pitch to Higgins. Thought it was ball 4, but instead it's strike 1. So 3-1 now. Creed Willems, a 2-out solo home run just in front of the scoreboard in right center. That's how the Birds took the early 1-0 lead, if you're just joining us. 3-1, Higgins rips one down the left field line. It's a fair ball. Etzel around second, heading for third. Higgins digging for second. And here comes Etzel all the way from first. He scores without a throw. It's an RBI double for Ryan Higgins. And the Birds add another. It's 2-0. Well, Billy Facto coaching third base for the Birds tonight gave Etzel a big wave. I don't think, even if he had the stops, I don't know if Etzel was stopping. He was flying around third. Helmet flew off. And he was able to score from first on a ball to left field without a throw. So Higgins picks up another ribby, and the Birds now lead it 2-0. So 2 2-out runs so far tonight. Some catch-up on the stats for Willems. That is his 9th high A homer and RBI number 47 for him. Puts him in a tie for second on the team. And for Higgins, that is his 12th double and 32nd RBI. Here's Isaac De Leon takes a strike. Birds are playing some of their best baseball of the season right now. Taking it to the drive early on this series. De Leon, the 6th man to bat in the inning. Next pitch, that's outside. He had 2 up, 2 down, Monegro, that is. Since then, the Birds have gone homer, walk, double. Well, those 2-out walks will kill you. Trying to extend the 2-0 lead. De Leon ready to hit 1-1. Swung at a breaking ball there, came up empty. 1-2. Well, the Birds are racking up the extra base hits this series. That's another hit with a man in scoring position as well. Entering tonight's game through 3 games this series, the Birds were 13 for 32 with runners in scoring position. See if De Leon can add another. Monegro taking a long pause out of the mound. Pitch clock's down to 3 seconds. Quick release there. Breaking ball, top of the zone, called strike 3. Well, De Leon didn't love that call, but the inning is over regardless. Birds get 2. Creed Willems, a solo home run to right center. Ryan Higgins, an RBI double into the left field corner. And it's 2-0 Birds after 1. We'll head to the top of the second after a quick break. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group?
Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. 2-0 Birds after an inning of play. Some early run support for Ironbirds starter Kyle Verbitsky. The Birds got two runs with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Creed Willems, a solo homer. And then after Matthew Etzel walked, Ryan Higgins ripped a double into the left field corner. So two runs on two hits through an inning. And now Verbitsky back to work. He gets Matt Donlin, the catcher, to start things up. First pitch strike, it's 0-1. Donlin, Gilberto Jimenez, and Nick Decker, 5, 6, and 7 in the drive order. Verbitsky working quickly. 0-1 outside, it's 1-1. Well, before yesterday's game, Kyle was awarded the 2023 Aberdeen Ironbirds Team MVP Award. Very well-deserved honor for Kyle. Strike on the inner half, it's 1-2. I mean, not only has Kyle performed on the diamond and gotten better as the season's gone on, he's just a great guy in general. 1-2, low and away. I mean, great clubhouse presence. One of the best guys you'll ever talk to. And not only that, he's the team leader in interviews this season. I've interviewed Kyle 3 times this year, and you know the only reason it hasn't been more is because, well, I'm only here for home games, but also I'm trying to mix it up, get everybody involved. 2-2 pitch. Ooh, he hit him. Up around the forearm, shoulder, hand, somewhere around in that general area. And Donlin is a leadoff base runner. I mean, I would legitimately bring Kyle on the pregame show every day. I mean, he's that good of an interview. So to see him get the 2023 Ironbirds Team MVP Award is pretty cool. Very well deserved. Of course, putting up numbers on the diamond as well. T.T. Bowens was last year's Ironbirds Team MVP. T.T. has spent most of the season with AA Bowie this year. So Kyle, this year's recipient, making his final start of the season tonight. First pitch low and in to the switch-hitting Gilberto Jimenez. Counts 1-0. Birds lead at 2-0, top of the second. No outs and a man on first. Kyle had an impressive run on the recent road trip at Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore. 1-0 low and in. So on August 22nd at Hudson Valley, Kyle worked a season-high 7 innings, gave up just 1 hit, did not allow a run, and struck out 4. He's the only Ironbird to complete 7 innings in a game this season, and he did it with just 83 pitches that night in Hudson Valley. 2-0, chopped off the foot of Jimenez, so he'll shake that one off. It's 2-1. The Ironbirds have had a pitcher go 6 innings or more 6 times this season. 5 times a pitcher has completed 6. Kyle did that once. Twice a pitcher's worked into the 7th. Cooper Chandler was the first, but did not record any outs in the 7th. And then Kyle, when he completed 7 just a couple weeks ago at Hudson Valley. That one shot into the seats. And the count's 2-2. So Kyle looking for out number 1 here in the 2nd. And in that game in which he fired 7 one-hit innings, he allowed a hit with 2 outs in the 1st, and that was it. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball right center field. Etzel ranging back. Bradfield's back as well. Etzel makes the grab shy of the track. And that is out number 1. Well, that's a long, loud out, but Etzel got a good jump, got to the spot, made the catch under control. And Donlin back to 1st. Brings up Nick Decker. And then on August 27th at Hudson Valley, so Verbitsky started in the series opener and the finale. Only went 3 innings in that game. And then on September 2nd at Jersey Shore, last Saturday, four innings and struck out five. Counts 1-0 on Decker. Decker, a native of Southampton, New Jersey. Relatively local. Rips one down the first baseline foul. I know Decker had some family in attendance for last night's game. Had a two-run single to tie the game in the ninth last night. Or a two-run single to get things going in the ninth. It was Campbell who tied it. It's always nice to see when guys, whether it's in their home ballpark or out on the road, when the families can come out and watch them do their thing. 1-1, chop foul. And that's what's so cool about Kyle's situation, and the same for Dylan Hyde and Dan Hammer, who were here earlier this season. You know, their families can come out whenever they pitch here at home. You know, an hour drive, that's nothing. You know, Kyle talked about the trade from the A's earlier this season with me. Time is called. Decker wanted it. And he said it was, you know, essentially he said it was a blessing in disguise. You know, I mean, things were going well for him in the A's organization. Led their minor leaguers in strikeouts last year. Threw over 120 innings. But came over to the O's in the trade, and it was good for him because he gets to be closer to family. Gets to see his family throughout the season. That's not something that he was able to do when he was out in Cali in the A's system. 1-2 pitch, high and in. And it's 2-2. So Decker, the two-run single last night. He was hitless before that, so he went 1-for-4. Didn't play the previous night, but went 1-for-4 with a double in the series opener. 2-2 pitch coming up. Breaking ball just missed. Umpires in tonight's game. Brian Laws is behind home plate. Elliot Melton has the bases. Three-two pitch coming up here. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him. Tied him up inside. That's the second strikeout of the night for Kyle. So he's now just three punch-outs away from reaching the century mark on the season. Brings up Carson Semus, the third baseman. Birds lead at 2-0, top two. Two outs and a man on first. Entering tonight's game, Verbitsky ranks 12th in the South Atlantic League in innings pitched this season, and he ranks 25th in strikeouts. Chance to climb the leaderboard in both of those categories tonight. First pitch, Semus sends one in the air left center. Bradfield glides over, makes the catch on the run, and the inning is over. Well, Verbitsky worked around a leadoff walk, retired the next three in order, flyout, strikeout, flyout, and he is through two scoreless. We'll head to the bottom of the second after a quick break. Birds lead it 2-0 over the drive. Stay with me on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom two in Aberdeen. 2-0 Birds over the drive in game four of this six-game series. Jacob Teeter, Trendon Craig, and Adam Hall, 7-8-9, due up for the Birds against right-hander Yordani Monegro. Birds grabbed two in the bottom of the first. They did it all with two outs. Creed Willems, a solo homer to right center. Matthew Etzel walked and then scored from first on a Ryan Higgins double into the left field corner. So here's Jacob Teeter. Back in the lineup for the second straight night. Takes a pitch outside. Count goes to 1-0. Teeter was in left field last night for the Birds. Swings and chops one over to first. Miller has it over to first, and the Ironbirds DH is retired, three unassisted on the putout. Brings up Trendon Craig. Craig had a 2-for-4 effort last night, picked up an RBI. Played right field last night. He's in left tonight. Had a single his first time up and his third time up. One of two Ironbirds with multiple hits last night. The other, Samuel Basayo, who's not playing tonight, but his three hits were huge. RBI double, RBI single, and a walk-off solo homer. The count's 0-1 or 1-1 on Craig. Next pitch from Monegro misses low and in. Well, I mentioned last inning, most of his work this year came at low A in the Carolina League with Salem. 2-1, that's high, 3-1. Posted a 2.43 ERA in 9 games, all starts for the Salem Red Sox. Promoted to high A at the beginning of September. 3-1 pitch, outside corner, it's full. Three-two pitch, fouled away. Count stays where it is. Yordani Monegro is the Red Sox number 22 overall prospect, according to MLBPipeline.com. Craig fouls another one off over the first base dugout out of play. Count stays full. Throws a fastball, curveball, and a changeup. Three-pitch mix. He was the last pitcher signed by the Red Sox in their 2019-2020 international class. Signed out of the Dominican Republic. 3-2 again. Craig laces one to the left center gap. That's down in front of Jimenez. Craig, a quick turnaround first, but he stops there. And he has his third hit in his last five at-bats. Third hit for the Birds. That brings up Adam Hall, the second baseman. Hall making a rehab appearance for the Ironbirds tonight. He's been with the team since their recent road trip. At second base tonight, batting out of the nine hole. Here's a guy who spent a good chunk of time with the Ironbirds earlier in his career. First pitch, low and outside. Hall is just 1-for-15 with a double and an RBI, but also four walks in five games with the Ironbirds on the rehab trip. Counts 1-0. Next pitch, high and away, 2-0. Birds lead at 2-0, bottom two, one out and a man on first. Well, this is really cool for me, seeing Adam Hall play in an Ironbirds uniform again, as Greenville pitching coach Bob Kipper is out for a chat. And the reason I say that is because when I called my very first Ironbirds game back in 2018, when I was filling in for a game here, back when the Ironbirds were still a short season affiliate of the Orioles in the New York Penn League, a league and level that no longer exists, Adam Hall was in the lineup for the Ironbirds that night. He spent the entire 2018 season with the Ironbirds, played in 62 games, hit .293 with a .742 OPS. Racked up 13 extra base hits and 24 RBIs back in 2018. So Hall was in the lineup that night when the Ironbirds played the Lowell Spinners on August 16th, 2018. That was my very first Ironbirds game. And I called the game here in this broadcast booth 5 years to that day earlier in the summer. So that was pretty cool. Birds won that game 13-1. Adam Hall went 2-for-4 with a single and a triple. Also walked and drove in four of the 13 runs that night. Takes a strike. It's 2-1. Scored twice. Also swiped two bags. So he literally did everything that night. and it was all Ironbirds. They scored 5 in the first, never looked back, had 3 multi-run innings, and won it 13-1 over Lowell. So a little more than 5 years later, I get to see Adam Hall play in an Ironbirds uniform in this ballpark again. So he's worked the count to 3-1. It's one of those things that you look back on years later after something happens working in baseball, and you think, wow, that's pretty cool. See what Adam does tonight. 3-1, chop to third. Step or throw to second for one, over to first, not in time. So Hall beats it out at first. Craig erased on the fielder's choice. 5-4 on the fielder's choice there. We go back to the top of the order. Birds lead it 2-0, bottom two, 2 outs. And Hall at first. Here's Enrique Bradfield Jr. Seventeenth overall pick a couple months ago out of Vanderbilt. So off to a hot start in his pro career. First pitch, takes it low. And it won't matter. No pitch. They get, the umpire crew gets Monegro on a balk. And Hall heads the second. Well, now Greenville manager Iggy Suarez out to chat with base umpire Elliot Melton. I think Suarez is wondering what caused them to call balk there. You know, what was it? So while they talk things over, the entire Greenville Drive infield is going to chat. So just a quick visit from Iggy Suarez. So Hall to second on the balk. And that puts a man in scoring position with two down. So that last pitch to Bradfield didn't count. Bradfield Jr. got a chance to play in the Men's College World Series finals when he was a freshman. Vanderbilt lost to Mississippi State in the finals that year. Next pitch, or first pitch to Bradfield, misses low. Vandy won it a couple years before Bradfield got to campus. Good sports pedigree in the Bradfield family. 1-0 pitch coming up. Enrique takes low. It's 2-0. Enrique's dad played baseball at St. Thomas University in Florida, an NAIA school. And his sister played soccer at American University. Of course, Enrique was a star for 3 years at arguably the best Division I program in the country. 2-0, swing and a miss. Looked like a changeup there. It's 2-1. I mean, Vandy's the gold standard for college baseball these days. Tim Corbin has really built a juggernaut there. Talented players coming in year after year, always competing for titles. 2-1, skipped in the dirt, and it's 3-1. Hall remains at second with two down. Bradfield was just so consistent in his collegiate career, played in at least 60 games, had at least 100 total bases, at least 60 runs, and at least 30 RBIs in every season. Hit a combined 14 homers in his last 2 years at Vandy after just one as a freshman. Grown into some power, takes ball four there, and he's on with another walk. And that's something he does a lot of, is walk. He's walked now 9 times over his last 11 games. So that's counting his last 8 with Delmarva and now his first 3 with Aberdeen. That brings up Freddie. Freddie had a hit last night. He's hit safely in 6 of his last 7. First pitch from Monegro. Fastball inside corner. It's 0-1. So Hall at second and Bradfield at first. Long pause from Monegro. 0-1, breaking ball. Tapped over to first, and Miller picks it up and steps on the bag himself. So a 3 unassisted putout ends the second. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 2 men left on for the Birds in the inning through 2 full. Birds still holding a 2-0 advantage. We'll head to the top of the third after a quick break. Stay with me on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. It's the Birds 2 and the Drive nothing. Kyle Verbitsky back to work, working with that early lead. Birds got two in the first. They picked up another hit and two base runners in the second, but couldn't get anyone home. So Verbitsky back to work, 9-1-2. Kier Meredith, Edinson Paulino, and Christian Campbell. Meredith making his series debut. First pitch to the Clemson Tiger alum, misses low. It's 1-0. Meredith was a college teammate of former Ironbird Max Wagner. Max got up to Aberdeen late last season, spent most of this year with the Birds. 1-0, in for a strike. It's 1-1. Next pitch popped up at a play. Count goes to 1-2, so Verbitsky ahead of the 9-hole hitter. Two strikeouts for Kyle so far through eight batters faced. He is three away from 100 on the season. Swing and a miss there. Well, now he's two away. Meredith chased that one up and away, and Verbitsky has three punch-outs one time through the order. Back to the top for Paulino. So Kyle up to 98 strikeouts and now through 2 1/3. He is one out away from reaching the century mark in innings pitched on the year. Working quickly, he's already in his windup. First pitch to Paulino, missed a little bit outside. Fouled away. 1-1. Really good crowd on hand tonight. It's great to see a crowd this big late in the season. You know, it's tough with kids going back to school and all that. But we've got a good one here tonight on a Friday night in the Dean. Pitch missed inside. It's 2-1. One, softly hit ground ball up the middle. Ben Cosme has it on the first base side of second, throws to Higgins at the bag. That's the second out of the inning. Brings up Christian Campbell. Verbitsky looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. He's allowed just two base runners, a double in the first and a hit by pitch in the second. That's it. Well, as a starter this year, in 14 starts coming into this game, Verbitsky owns a 3.29 ERA in those situations. Opponents hitting just 2.06 against him when he starts. Half-hearted cut there from Campbell. It's 0-1. A one pitch in the dirt. Ironbirds 2, Drive nothing. Verbitsky stepped off the mound. He'll regroup, take a deep breath. get back on the mound. And his 1-1 pitch ripped foul into the seats down the right field line. Well, somebody's got a souvenir down there. 1-2. Two-out pitch. Breaking ball just a little bit off the plate. That's a really tough pitch to lay off. Credit to Campbell for holding the bat back. Nice slow breaking ball from Verbitsky. Couldn't get a chase. Now the 2-2. Another one outside, and the count runs full. See if Verbitsky can make it four punch-outs on the night and finish off this 1-2-3 frame. Campbell way back in the box, knees bent, ready to hit. Verbitsky glove above the belt. 3-2 pitch. Grounded out to second. Hall stays down on it. Throws to first. Inning over. So a 1-2-3 top of the third for Verbitsky. And that is what the Birds like to see out of their 2023 team MVP. Through 2.5, the Birds still lead it 2-0. Bottom three coming up after these messages on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom three in Aberdeen. Ironbirds 2 drive nothing in game four of this series. Birds winners each of the last three nights, including a 6-5 walk-off win in nine innings last night. Samuel Basayo ripped a two-out, 0-2 pitch into the Ironbirds' bullpen, and the Birds picked up their ninth walk-off win of the season. They lead it 2-0 tonight. Creed Willems, a solo homer. Ryan Higgins, an RBI double, both came in the first inning. Kyle Verbitsky's tossed three shutout innings with three strikeouts so far tonight, and he has eclipsed the 100-inning mark on the season. So he'll go back out for the fourth. Willems, Etzel, and Higgins due up here in the third. Birds looking for more against right-hander Yordani Monegro. First pitch to Creed. Aggressive approach there. Chops one to first. Miller takes it to the bag himself. So one pitch, one out, brings up Matthew Etzel. Well, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that this Greenville Drive team has had a tough second half, but they won the first half in the South Atlantic League South Division, so they're going to the playoffs. And in the playoffs, they will meet the Hickory Crawdads, who just clinched the second half title tonight. The Crawdads and the Drive will go at it. The Rangers and Red Sox affiliates, respectively, in the South Division Championship Series about a week from now. First pitch to Etzel misses low. Well, the Hudson Valley Renegades, the high A affiliate of the New York Yankees that won the first half in the North Division, the Ironbirds Division, are still waiting to see who they'll play in the playoffs. Fly ball straightaway center. Jimenez puts his hand up, calls for it, makes the catch. Two up, two down here in the third. Right now, the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are in a tie for first in the second half standings, so that one is going to come down to the wire. At least we expect it to. Brooklyn has been atop the division for most of the second half, but Jersey Shore's made a late push. Both teams 36-27 in half number two. Jersey Shore 6-4 in their last 10. Brooklyn 4-6 in their last 10. Very similar run differentials. Jersey Shore is at Hudson Valley. Brooklyn is at home against Wilmington. As Higgins swings over the 1-0, it's 1-1. So it'll be an interesting end to those two series to see who gets in and wins the second half North Division title. Pitch misses outside to Higgins. It is 2-1. Birds lead at 2-0, bottom of the third. 2-1, fouled away. A quick meeting on the mound between the pitcher-catcher combo of Donlin and Monegro. Monegro making just his second start at High A. His first one was really good. Five shutout innings at home against Brooklyn. Gave up two in the first tonight, but has settled down ever since. 2-2 pitch. Higgins takes a little bit inside. Counts full. Well, the ball that Higgins ripped into the left field corner his first time up, he smoked it. It got to that corner quickly, which is why it's even more impressive that Matthew Etzel scored all the way from first and without a throw home. Throw was just into the cutoff man when he was crossing home plate. Got a good jump and used his speed. 3-2, swing and a miss. And Monegro gets Higgins the chase. So two strikeouts for Monegro tonight, and he is through a 1-2-3 third. So after three full, it's the Iron Birds 2 and the drive nothing. Birds looking to keep that two-run advantage. We'll head to the top of the fourth, and Kyle Verbitsky will get a chance to go back to work. He's looked great tonight. See what he does after these messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen, the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com. Michael Marcantonini back here in the top of the fourth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Tyler Miller, Brian Gonzalez, and Matt Donlin, 3-4-5 for the drive. Kyle Verbitsky back to work. Birds lead it 2-0 as Verbitsky looks to keep rolling. First pitch missed. It's 1-0. Well, I'm not flying solo in the booth anymore as Verbitsky readies his 1-0 pitch. That's outside. It's 2-0. So for the first time this season, first time ever on one of my broadcasts, I've got my dad in the booth with me. So my dad, John Mark Cantonini, joining me in the booth. Dad, thanks for doing this. How's everything going?
It's going great. This is amazing to take our family room baseball watching into the booth with you.
That's basically what this is. I mean, we talk baseball all the time at home. We've done it my whole life, and now we get to do it in the broadcast booth of a professional baseball game. Kyle Verbitsky readies his 2-1. Here it is, tap foul. That's a broken bat. So Miller, a shard of that bat flew off. He'll need some new lumber. So I've talked to you and Mom about this a lot. I mean, you guys watch and listen to as many Ironbirds games as really anybody out there. I mean, you guys are tuned in every night supporting me and listening to me call these games. So just from what you've seen this season and even late last season from the Ironbirds and what's going on in the Orioles organization, I mean, what's your reaction from, you know, somebody who, you know, sees it from a fan perspective, but also the connection to me sees it from that perspective too?
Well, it's been great getting the minor league experience with your history with all the teams you've been with. And it's amazing the organization the Orioles have put together. The talent that we've seen come through Aberdeen in a season plus has been amazing.
2-2 coming from Kyle. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs. That is strikeout number 4 for Verbitsky. And he's up to 99 on the season. Chance to get to the century mark in this inning. I mean, talking about the talent throughout this system, I mean, I talk to people about it all the time. I mean, we've seen so many talented players come through Aberdeen this year, and a lot of them have moved up to Double-A Bowie. But every time somebody moves up to Bowie, somebody comes up from Delmarva. And it's just another highly talented player, and it seems like the team hasn't missed a beat.
Yeah, the middle of the season, especially this year, the team was just on fire, and then all of a sudden their all-star break, there were a lot of call-ups, and the guys who have come in to replace have just done a great job.
0-1 from Kyle, low and away, and it's 1-1. Birds lead it 2-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. I've got my dad, John, in the booth with me, talking some baseball, something we've done my whole life, and now we get to do it on a live broadcast. 1-1, grounded out to short. Ben Cosme has it over to first. That's out number 2. I mean, what's impressed you the most about this Ironbirds team from the games that you've seen in person this year?
Well, I think in the beginning when I saw the dimensions of this field, Helidos Field here, I was wondering how anyone would hit a lot of home runs. But there has been a great offense up and down, whether it be guys hitting for average and a lot of guys with some surprising power. At this field, you've told me before that it's tough to hit home runs here, and it gets a little easier as you go to the other levels of baseball as far as the fence distances, but that's what surprised me, that the ability to put up those big innings.
Yeah, it's a shot to dead center here. It's a huge poke to left and right center, 404 to the power alleys. And yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Dad, is the players that have come through Aberdeen this season, they're making this ballpark look small, and it's not. I mean, it's a ballpark that plays to doubles and triples a lot more than home runs. 2-0 pitch. Hard hit grumble out to second. Hall's able to knock it down, throws to first, and Higgins holds the bag. So a 1-2-3 top of the fourth, a strikeout and 2 groundouts for Verbitsky. And he continues to roll. Still 2-0 Birds after 3.5 will go to the bottom of the fourth. And my dad and I will keep things going when we come back on WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 2-0 Birds over the drive. Kyle Verbitsky has retired 9 batters in a row, back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. He's rolling. The Birds are looking for some more runs. Isaac De Leon, Jacob Teeter, and Trendon Craig. Michael and John Mark Cantonini up in the booth here in the Dean. And, Dad, before the break, we were talking about how a lot of the Ironbirds hitters this year have made this ballpark look really small. And De Leon almost got clipped by that pitch. It's 1-0. And I think it just speaks to how talented some of these players are. I mean, we had 19-year-old Jackson Holliday hitting a ball 440 feet out towards that right center flagpole in his high A home debut earlier this year. And Samuel Basayo might have hit one to I-95 a couple days ago. But, you know, you've been a baseball fan. Baseball's always been your number one sport in terms of, you know, watching it and you're playing it growing up. And, you know, Philly, diehard Phillies fan. And, you know, I was growing up in the Philly area, Phillies fan my whole life. You saw your Phillies unfortunately lose to the Baltimore Orioles in the 1983 World Series when Cal Ripken Jr. was leading that club. And now I'm calling games in a stadium called Ripken Stadium. Kind of wild, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. It was special watching Ripken's career. You know, to be able to see some of the great he was and some of the other greats in the late 70s and 80s play. But, you know, today's game has just as many great players. They're just creating their own history.
De Leon went down swinging. Here's Teeter. One up, one down. Next pitch from Monegro. Teeter fouls it away. But, you know, it's something that when I came on board last year full-time as, you know, calling home games here, it's like, wow, you know, I grew up, you know, playing Cal Ripken baseball. You know, there's Little League and then mm-hmm. there's Cal Ripken baseball. I grew up playing Cal Ripken baseball. And now I'm calling games for a team owned by him. And it's just pretty cool. I had his son, Ryan Ripken, on, a friend of mine, a couple times earlier this year as my color guy. So it's just pretty cool to see, you know, where I've gone in my career and really happy that I ended up here.
Yeah, it is special.
1-2 pitch to Teeter, rips one down the right field line, a fair ball. It's going to be extra bases for Teeter. Big turnaround first, heading for second. Here's the throw in from Gonzalez. It's a good one. And wow, the throw got him. So Teeter thrown out, trying to stretch a single into a double. I thought for sure that was a double off the bat. Guess he just hit it too hard, and Gonzalez has shown off that arm all series.
That was a great throw from Wright to get him. Took a perfect throw.
Well, you were here last year with Mom. You guys were here for the North Division Championship Series when the Ironbirds beat the Brooklyn Cyclones in Game 3. And to this point, that's probably the highlight of my career, calling the final out of that series. Ground ball to second, over to first. You know, party in Birdland continues. So what was it like from your perspective seeing the final out of a postseason series clincher?
Yeah, that was neat to see at this level. The fans who were here were having a great time and very supportive of the team, and it was great that you had a chance to call that championship.
Chopper to short, throw to first. Trendon Craig is retired, and the Birds, they don't go down 1-2-3. Teeter was thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double, but the inning is over after three batters. Well, Dad, thanks so much for taking the time here on the broadcast, and great having you on after so many years talking baseball. We got to do it on a live broadcast.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's a dream of mine to share the booth with you. Or I never did the booth, but all the work you put into it, it's great to be here with you. Thanks.
So after four full, the Birds lead it 2-0. We'll head to the top of the fifth after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
2-0 Birds.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder
what... The top of the fifth inning here in Aberdeen. Kyle Verbitsky back to work. First pitch of the inning misses inside to Gilberto Jimenez. Counts 1-0. Jimenez, Decker, and Seamus. Verbitsky has retired 9 batters in a row since he hit Matt Donlin with a pitch to start the second. Next pitch misses up and in to Jimenez. It's 2-0. Well, I had my dad on in the last inning, and I've got my mom on here for the fifth inning. My mom, Angela, who made an appearance for a couple innings on the booth, you know, I guess a month or a month and a half ago. Well, Mom, you're back. Thanks for taking the time to hop on the broadcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Next pitch from Kyle. Flip foul out of play. It's 2-2. So Verbitsky a chance here to pick up his 100th strikeout of the season. Kyle ready. Out of the windup, the pitch, swing and a miss. He got him. 100 strikeouts for Kyle Verbitsky on the season. He reaches the century mark in his final outing of the season. And he now punches out triple-digit batters for the second straight year. That's a heck of an accomplishment for Kyle in his first year in the Orioles organization. He's now retired 10 in a row. He's fanned one batter in each of the first 5 frames. And Jimenez is gone. Here's Decker. First pitch misses. Well, it's always good to see the Philly guys showing out, Mom. I know I've talked about it a lot, but for Kyle to get to the century mark, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's exciting to be here for that, especially being Kyle's being a Philadelphia native as well as a Penn State grad.
We are. So one up, one down here in the top of the fifth as the left fielder Decker awaits the next pitch. Counts 1-1. So congrats to Kyle on reaching the century mark in strikeouts, something only a handful of Ironbirds pitchers have done this season. Next pitch fouled out of play. Well, Mom, you spent a lot of time here at the ballpark since I took over as the voice of the Birds last year. I mean, what's been your favorite part about being around the ball yard?
I love being here. I love listening to you. I love seeing these guys work so hard to get to the next level. And, you know, watching Roberto coach, I love to watch him manage the team. He is such an incredible manager. He's like a dad to these guys, and he is really involved in their development, and it just makes it really special to see them and to see when they go from one level to the next.
Well, Verbitsky just picked up another strikeout, number 6 on the night. Decker's gone. 2 up, 2 down. Here's Carson Seamus. Counts 0-1. Well, they don't come any better than Roberto. I mean, really everybody in this Orioles organization, everybody that I've come across and talked to and worked with, it's just been so much fun. I mean, calling games here is the best part about the job, but the people that I get to work with make it that much better, and it makes me that much more excited to come in every day. Popped up right side of the diamond. Kyle's not making it easy on me to interview my parents tonight. Popped up, Higgins makes the grab, and the inning is over. Well, Mom, we'll talk more in the next half inning. Another 1-2-3 inning for Verbitsky. He gets to 100 strikeouts on the season and one more after that. He has set down 12 in a row, and we go to the home half of the fifth. Birds looking to extend the 2-0 lead.
What happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom 5 here in Aberdeen. Birds 2 drive nothing in Game 4 of a 6-game series. Kyle Verbitsky has set down 12 in a row. He's up to 101 strikeouts on the year. He's rolling through 5 shutout innings. Now the Birds will look for more at the plate. Adam Hall, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Frederick Ben Cosme. I've got my mom, Angela, back with me in the booth here for the bottom of the fifth. And, Mom, I mean, not only have you gotten a chance to see a lot of Ironbirds games this year in person and watching them, you've gotten a chance to see a lot of Ironbirds win because the talent in this system continues to produce, and it's just a well-oiled machine. The W's continue to pile up.
It sure is. The whole organization is just fantastic. I've been with you from your first game broadcasting in the Northwoods League, Atlantic League, Double A. I think the only place I haven't been for your first game was in Australia. And just watching everything here in Aberdeen has just been amazing. The whole organization, everybody that I've met in the organization, watching these players grow and develop here and move on. Jackson and, you know, watching Jackson Holiday, his first game in High A we saw in Delaware. And it's been awesome for me to, be along for the ride.
Counts 3-0 on Adam Hall. Next pitch from the right-hander, Yordani Benegro. That misses outside ball four. And I mentioned it earlier on the broadcast the first time Hall came up. It's pretty cool that he's in the lineup tonight on a rehab assignment because he was in the lineup back in 2018 when I filled in as for an Ironbirds game. That was my first broadcast in affiliated professional baseball. I was calling games in independent ball that year, but now seeing him in the lineup 5 years later on a rehab assignment, kind of a little bit of a full circle moment there.
Yes.
Takes me back to that first broadcast.
Super cool to see that and to watch him play now in High A. It's really a great experience.
So here's Enrique Bradfield Jr. Counts quickly 1-0. Monegro's missed with five straight to start the inning. Birds 2, drive nothing. Bradfield up for the third time. He walked his last time. Next pitch, almost got him. That's six out of the zone from Monegro. This guy who doesn't walk a lot of batters, but after missing with six straight, that's going to bring out Greenville pitching coach Bob Kipper for another visit. And while they talk things over out of the mound, let's hear from one of our Ironbird sponsors. Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com. Birds lead it 2-0 over the drive. Hall at first. Bradfield in the box. Counts 2-0. No outs here in the frame. Bradfield looking to get things going. Hall has good speed at first. Bradfield, excellent speed in the box. Move over to first. Hall was leaning a little bit, but he's back in there safe. Well, Mom, it's been a while since you've been here. I mean, for a while you were here probably once a homestand checking out the team, but back for the final homestand of the season. And it's kind of crazy that it's, you know, we've only got three games left in the year counting tonight.
It's kind of sad. I don't like when the season ends. I love listening to you. I listen from the beginning, from the air show to the end of the game every night, and to be here and watch you broadcast live and watch these guys play live is just something that I absolutely love to do.
3-0 pitch. That's ball four. 8 in a row out of the zone from Monegro. Bradfield down at first after the walk. He's walked twice tonight. And that brings up Frederick Ben Cosme. So basically, you listen to me talk to myself for 2.5 to 3 hours a night. Now, I've got Ray with me for the air show every night. It's usually just me up here in the broadcast booth. Now, from time to time, I've had some people on. And, of course, getting a chance to bring you and Dad on tonight is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I love listening to you, whether you're talking yourself or whether you have Ryan here with you or any of the other guys in here with you as color analysts and watching the plays at home and texting you during a game just to let you know that I know what's going on. And it's just a wonderful experience and to see you you grow in your career. And you have just had an absolutely incredible year. Listening to some of your calls and to watch you grow is something that I absolutely love.
Well, it's been really cool hearing some of my calls catch on. You know, people come up to me and they'll say, fire me up. That's the signature home run call these days, so it's pretty cool that people in Aberdeen have taken a liking to it.
I think that's awesome. I love the Fire Me Up call. The first time I heard it when you were in Australia, and now, you know, listening to you every night. And exciting to hear you speak in Spanish, your interviews with the Spanish-speaking players, and to hear your Safeway Palacalle call. It just kind of warms my heart because I've worked with Latin American players for years, and I know it's something that really makes them feel good when somebody tries to speak their language.
Yeah. Elio and Sam made it easy this week with two big homers and was able to use it. And, you know, so today I'm in the dugout during batting practice, and Freddie's in the dugout, Sam's in there. Elio was in there, and Elio came up to me and said, Safeway Palacalle. So I know him and his family loved it the other night, and I know Sam liked it last night. Freddie said he's got one for me tonight. Foul ball down the third baseline. Count stays at 1-2.
That's awesome. Ready for the next one.
So I said, all right, Freddie, all right, what do you got for me? You clearing the batter's eye tonight? He said, inside the Parker.
All right, well, let's go. I think we're ready for that right now.
So, first and second, no outs. Monegro kind of laboring through this inning. There's bullpen action for the drive. Nobody throwing right now for the Ironbirds, and not surprising because Kyle Verbitsky is dialed in tonight. Hall at second, Bradfield at first. 1-2. Looked pretty good, but no call from the home plate umpire, Brian Laws.
All right, let's see if Freddie can hit one for me here.
Monegro missed with the first nine pitches he threw this inning. Has the count at 2-2. Here's Freddie. Flicks one to left. That's right at Decker. He makes the grab. And that's out number one. So Freddie retired. Brings up Creed Willems.
Well, Creed got his Safeway Palacalle call earlier.
He asked for it.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Talking to him before the game.
Let's go, Creed. Fire me up.
I told him. I was like, you got to hit one for me tonight. First AB. Got it done.
Let's go.
So can't wait to hear him hear that call after the game.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
I hope he's excited for it. Swings at a breaking ball, fouls it back. Well, Roberto told me before the game that the guys loved that I mixed that in. And, yeah, that's just what I'm trying to do. You know, I want the players who come from Spanish-speaking countries, I want them to feel comfortable, and I want to... You know, they make an effort to speak our language. I want to make an effort to speak theirs.
Absolutely. And it's so important for them to have, you know, you and other people on the team, you know, try to, you know, help them fit in. Often when I was working with players, I would see all the Latin American players kind of, you know, stuck to themselves. But as I, you know, did it for more years, you know, they would kind of integrate in, and you would see them mixing in with the English-speaking players and learning the language, learning to, you know, adapt to the culture.
0-2 pitch coming up to Creed. Monegro waiting for the sign from his catcher, Donlin. Next pitch, just a little bit off the plate. Tight zone from Brian Laws tonight. Birds will take that. Creed's back in the box. Hall remains at second, and Bradfield remains at first. One out in the inning. Birds lead it 2-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss. So Willems down on strikes. And Monegro has done a good job bouncing back after walking the first two batters in the inning. And here's Matthew Etzel. So I asked Etzel the other day, I said, you know, what do you go by? What do people normally call you? And like a lot of guys, he said, you know, it doesn't really matter. I'm like, oh, what do you go by? Like, what do you want people to call you? Like, you know, I'm trying to get that right on the broadcast. And he said a lot of people call him Etz. Said he was always Matt in basketball, but most of the time Matthew growing up. I told him it was kind of like me. Like, you know, my entire family calls me Michael. Friends call me Mike. You know, I've got my fair share of nicknames.
We got Aussie Mike. We got Iron Mike.
Yeah.
And I still call you Michael.
Monegro looks at second. Long look there. A one pitch, Etzel takes outside. But like you said, you know, kind of sad to see the season coming to an end, and I feel the same way. Like, I don't want the season to end. I want to keep calling these games. I mean, especially the way this team's playing right now.
Yeah,
but it's got to be fun for you and Dad listening to the games at home, knowing that, you know, somebody's going to come up with a big hit. The pitchers are going to shut it down.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, just watching, listen to them no matter what I'm doing. Go out for a walk. We're listening, and... know, it's just great to watch them, as I said before, grow and develop. And, you know, even when they move on to the next level, you know, you say, hey, I knew him when. And
2-1, Edsel takes a strike. And, yeah, I mean, some of those guys, you know, it's going to be I knew them when sooner than later. I mean, Jackson Holliday,
for sure,
who started the year in the Delmarva Shorebirds lineup, spent a little less than 60 games here, is already in AAA.
Crazy. Just watching these three guys who came up this week.
Double steal attempt, but it doesn't matter. Edsel swings through it, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on, and we are through five here in the deed. Birds still lead it 2-0. Well, Mom, thanks for joining me for an inning. And as always, you know, thank you to you for coming out and support, not only watching and listening at home, but you know, being here at the ballpark. Same to you and Dad.
It's great to be here. I love to be here and look forward to coming back on Sunday. Not looking forward to it being the last game, but happy to be here to support you and the team.
2-0 Birds. Kyle Verbitsky back to work on the flip side of this commercial break on the Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
2-0 Ironbirds over the Greenville Drive, top of inning number 6. Kyle Verbitsky has set down 12 batters in a row, and his first pitch of the top of the 6th is sent to the backstop. Count is quickly 0-1. Kier Meredith, the 9-hole hitter, leading things off. So 9-1-2 for the drive. Birds got their first two men on in the bottom of the 5th, each on walks, but the next three made outs. And here we are in the top of the 6th. Verbitsky allowed a double with two outs in the 1st. He hit Donlin leading off the 2nd, but that's the last base runner for Greenville. Next pitch in for a strike. It's 1-2. 6 strikeouts for Kyle tonight. 1 in each of the first 4 innings, then 2 in the 5th. Done a really nice job keeping the ball on the ground. Missed outside there, it's 2-2. The last time that the drive made an out in the air, other than the pop out to end the 5th, was back in the 2nd inning. A lot of ground ball outs tonight and a lot of strikeouts as Verbitsky picks up number 7. Well, he's rolling tonight. He's 1 off his season high of 8. And he continues to shut down this drive lineup. So Meredith gone on strikes. Back to the top for Edinson Paulino. Kyle with 79 pitches now through 5 1/3. Manageable pitch count. He threw 83 when he went 7 3 outings ago. Fly ball straight away right. Edsel a couple steps in. He makes the catch, and Paulino is set down on a couple pitches. So the streak continues for Verbitsky, 2 up, 2 down. He's looking for his 4th straight 1-2-3 inning. Well, if he gets Campbell here, that'll be 15 in a row that he's set down. And it won't be the first time that he's done that this year. He set down 16 in a row back on June 25th at Wilmington when he took a perfect game through 5 1/3. That remains a season high for an Ironbird in terms of consecutive batters retired. It's not perfect tonight, but he's been close. Just 2 base runners against him. 1-0 to Campbell is high. It's 2-0. Two runs on four hits, no errors for the Birds. No runs on just one hit and no errors for the drive. Well, Kyle's done a great job giving the Birds length this season. He's worked four innings or more with one earned run or less nine different times this year. And if his line score stays the way it is tonight, he'll add a 10th. 2-0 outside. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive to do. It's one to go deep into a game, but to just not allow guys to come home and score is impressive. So nine times this year he's gone 4+ and allowed one earned run or less. Outside, that's ball four. So a four-pitch walk. So that ends the consecutive batter retired streak at 15, but a heck of a streak it was. So two gone and one on. Brings up Tyler Miller. Bullpen action right now for the Birds. A right-hander's throwing. Actually, that looks like a left-hander now that I think about it. Yeah, definitely a lefty. Well, it's tough to see the bullpen from here, but can see. I think it's Jared Beck because nobody else is that tall in that bullpen. So it looks like it's Beck because nobody else's head would be above that right field wall. Counts 1-0 on Miller. Next pitch, swing and a miss. A lot of swings and misses tonight for Kyle. See if he can pick up another punch out. Counts 1-1. Higgins holding on the runner at the bag. The other three infielders deep. De Leon way off the line at third. Outfield straight away. 1-1, move over to first. Etzel's pretty deep in right. Bradfield's shallow in center, and Craig straight away in left. And that's one thing I've noticed from Enrique Bradfield Jr. in his three games in this ballpark. I think he just plays a shallow center. I mean, when you're as fast as he is, you can afford to do that. Campbell at first. Decent lead. 1-1. Fouled back. It's 1-2. Verbitsky aiming to complete six innings for the third time this year. Kyle set. Two outs in the inning, one on. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Popped up, foul territory, left side. That one is going to get into the seats. Well, it ricocheted off the concrete behind that third base dugout and bounced back onto the field of play. See if Kyle can end it here. It's up to a season-high 88 pitches. See if 89 gets him another out. 1-2 pitch again. Breaking ball yanked into the seats down the right field line. And we'll do it at least one more time. Birds lead it 2-0 over Greenville. Two outs and a man on first. Top of the sixth. Birds grab two runs in the first. That's it. But a score that's held up because of this gem that Kyle Verbitsky is tossing right now. Picks up the rosin bag, regroups, steps back on the mound. A ball and two strikes on Miller. Readying his 90th pitch of the night. Here it is, fouled back right up on top of the broadcast booth. Wow, that one was up there. And I think somebody made a nice catch down below. Well, that one came up right above my head in the broadcast booth, but we are all good up here. I got to get the glove on. Got to get the glove on. All right, Kyle, next one, I'm ready for it. Ball and two strikes. Verbitsky set. Peeks over at first at the runner. And the pitch fouled away. Kyle's allowed just one hit. He's walked a batter, and he's hit one. That's it. This is a Greenville team that has not had many guys on base in the early parts of games this series. 1-2 again. Fouled back. Oh, I almost had that one. I was ready. It was up right in front of my booth. I almost had it. Just didn't get up high enough. So a ball and two strikes. Count remains. I reached for it right in front of my booth, couldn't get it. Kyle set. Next pitch, got him. Breaking ball in the dirt. Willems keeps it in front, throws down to first to complete the strikeout. And Kyle Vrbitsky ties his season high with 8 punchouts in 6 shutout innings. What a way to close out his final start of the season. Gets a handshake from Roberto Mercado, a hug from Roberto and Creed Willems. What a way to end his 2023 campaign. 8 strikeouts for Kyle in 6 shutout frames. We'll go to the bottom of the 6th and see if the Birds can get some more runs. They lead it 2-0 over the drive. Stay with me on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, we had a little bit of a scare in the last half inning. A couple balls up towards my broadcast booth. I had the glove on, ready to make the catch, but neither got close enough that I could try, which is good because it means that the ball wasn't close enough to get to me or my laptop or any of the equipment in the booth. Ryan Higgins leads off the bottom of the 6th inning. Birds lead it 2-0 over the drive. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. It's 0-1. So Yordani Monegro is done after 5 innings of 2-run ball. And the drive turned to another right-hander. It's Juan Daniel Encarnacion. Pitch on the outer half. It's quickly 0-2. That's just a great name. Juan Daniel Encarnacion. It's a long name. So Encarnacion readies the 0-2. Higgins fights one off, sends it to right. That's down in front of Gonzalez. Higgins just dumped it in there. And he's got himself another hit. He's 2-for-3. So 5 hits now for the Birds. Higgins has 2 of them. And that is the Birds' first hit since Teeter singled with 1 out in the 4th. Brings up Isaac De Leon. So final line on Monegro, 2 runs on 4 hits in 5 innings, 5 strikeouts, 4 walks. First pitch to Isaac, takes a breaking ball in the inner half for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch, De Leon shoots one to right center, sinking quickly. Jimenez is there, but we won't get it. It gets by him all the way to the wall. Higgins is going to score from first. De Leon loses his helmet. He's headed for third. No throw, a head first dive, and it's an RBI triple for Isaac De Leon. Birds add another run. De Leon shows off the plane wings. Well, it looked like he lost his helmet there. I thought I saw something fly off, but he kept it on his head. That's my bad. Either way, it looked like that was just going to be a single that dropped in front of Jimenez. It got all the way by him. And then triples alley out in right center. So 2 straight hits to open up the 6th against Juan Daniel Encarnacion. And the drive bring the infield in all the way around. First pitch to Teeter, misses outside, and the count is 1-0. And Next pitch, Teeter takes another slider that caught the outside corner. It's 1-1. Monegro threw 85 pitches in 5 innings tonight. He labored through that 5th inning, walked the first 2 he faced, missed with 9 in a row to start the inning, but then got the next 3 in order. Pitch outside at Teeter, it's 2-1. 85 pitches and just 42 strikes for Monegro. And he is done, giving up just the 2 runs in 5 innings. Tough start to Encarnacion's night. 2-1, swing and a miss. Teeter late on that pitch. It's 2-2. De Leon at third with no outs. Teeter ready, swings and fouls one away. And the count goes to 2-2. Get you some numbers on Encarnacion. 22 years old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. This is his 4th professional season. Pro debut back in 2019 in the Dominican Summer League. Teeter swings and comes up empty there. So he's gone for out number 1. Birds lead it 3-0, bottom of the 6th. 2 in the first, 1 so far here in the 6th. And this Birds pitching staff continues to throw up zeros on the flip side. The drive didn't score until the 7th inning last night. They didn't score until the 7th inning on Wednesday night. And they had just 1 run through 5 innings in the series opener on Tuesday. Here's Trendon Craig, takes a big cut, fouls one away. It's 0-1. Encarnacion has spent the entire season with Greenville. Owns a 6.29 ERA, 24th game now for him. He's mainly pitched as a starter. This is just his 3rd game out of the pen. 0-1, swing and a miss. He's got a nice slider. I mean, that's been the go-to pitch so far in the inning. 98 2/3 innings of work coming in. And when Teeter went down on strikes, Encarnacion picked up his 100th strikeout of the season. Infield's in for Greenville. Craig ready. 0-2. Tried to check his swing, but the home plate umpire, Brian Laws, says he went around. And that's out number 2. So here's Adam Hall out of the 9 hole. Hall 0-1 with a walk tonight. He's looked good out at second base. Trying to work his way back up the farm system, coming back from injury. Ground ball foul, third base side. So De Leon was at third with no outs. He's still there with 2 outs. Well, Adam Hall has a really cool background. He was born in Bermuda, went to high school in Canada, London, Ontario. Pitch low and away, counts 1-1. Made his debut in the Orioles organization in 2017. The O's drafted him in the 2nd round, number 60 overall, out of high school. Just 24 years old, now in his 6th pro season. 1-1, fouled back, it's 1-2. 62 games with Aberdeen back in 2018. He spent the entire 2019 season with Delmarva. Then was back with Aberdeen in 2021 when the Birds became the high A affiliate of the Orioles, going up from short season. Played 81 games that season. And then last year, 50 games at AA, 2 at AAA. 1-2, chopper to the left side, handled by Seamus. Third baseman throws over to first, and the inning comes to an end. Single and an RBI triple to start the inning, but the next 3 go down in order. But the Birds get another. They lead it 3-0 after 6 full, and we will go to the 7th. Birds have a new arm coming in. We'll let you know who that is when we come back. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen, the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top seven in Aberdeen. New pitcher for the Birds. It's left-hander Jared Beck who takes over for Kyle Verbitsky, who threw 93 pitches in his final outing of the season. Gave up just one hit, walked one, and hit one, and did not allow a run in six strong innings of work. Eight strikeouts to tie a season high, and it was the third time this season he worked at least six innings in an outing. So now the 7-foot left-hander Beck takes over. His first pitch misses inside to the right-handed hitting Brian Gonzalez, and the count's 1-0. Gonzalez, Donlin, and Jimenez. Birds lead at 3-0, top seven. As the 23-year-old Beck gets going, gets a swing and a miss there. Good fastball in at 93. It's 1-1. Native of Davenport, Iowa, finished his collegiate career at St. Leo University, Division II school down in the Sunshine State Conference. Great competition down in that league. And Beck shined for the St. Leo Lions 2 years down there. And this is now his second pro season, first full pro season. Pitched in four games for Delmarva last year after he was drafted. Counts 2-1 on Gonzalez. Beck ready to rock. Next pitch, yanked down the left field line. It's a fair ball. All the way into the corner, Gonzalez around first, heading for second. He pulls up there. And it's a leadoff double for Gonzalez here in the seventh. We'll get you some numbers on Beck here. Overall in the season, a 4.36 ERA in 22 games between low A and high A. This is his seventh appearance with Aberdeen. He's made two starts, but mostly worked out of the pen. 16 innings of work, 17 strikeouts. Had a really strong start to the year with Delmarva. Posted a 3.86 ERA in 16 games where he made 10 starts. Runner at second, no outs. First pitch to Donlin, the catcher's upstairs. Count is 1-0. Next pitch was in for a strike. So now it's 1-1. Outside, just a little bit. It's 2-1. Well, I said last inning when Jared was warming up in the bullpen, when I saw him throwing, you know, I can't tell who's throwing from my vantage point in the broadcast booth to who's out in the bullpen, especially because there's only like two small windows and you can't really see who's throwing when somebody's throwing. You just know that there's action. Pitches inside, 3-1. And so I knew it was back. Well, one, I saw a lefty throwing. After initially thinking it was a righty. Once I saw it was a lefty, I'm like, that's got to be Beck because nobody else would be standing that high up on the mound. You know, you wouldn't be able to see anyone else's head in that bullpen from where I am in the broadcast booth. So that's how I knew it was Jared. Counts 3-2 now on Donlin. He said he's never done an interview in which somebody has not asked him about his height. Well, I'm guilty of that when I interviewed him a few weeks back. 3-2, just missed inside. That's ball four. So first and second now with no outs. Walk's not the worst thing in the world right there. Sets up the double play at least, and that brings up Jimenez. Willem's out to chat with Beck. So those two will talk things over. I mean, Creed Willems is not a small guy. Listed at 6 feet tall, but he's out there talking with Beck right now, and Beck literally towers over him. You know, how often as someone who's 6 feet tall can you say that somebody's a full foot taller than you? Well, that's the situation here. You got a 7-footer thrown to a 6-footer. First and second with no outs. Birds lead at 3-0, top of the seventh. Jimenez, the switch hitter, batting from the right side, shows bunt, pulls back. It's 1-0. I talked to Jared about using his height to his advantage on the mound. It's something he's been able to do throughout his career. I mean, you don't get into pro ball without it. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And he says one of the things that he's got to do, he's got to make sure he really follows through and stays on that downward plane towards the plate because he is so tall. He's done a good job mechanically and, you know, repeating his delivery. 1-1 pitch fouled back. It's 1-2. So I mentioned that Jared finished his college career at St. Leo University in Florida. So before I interviewed Jared a few weeks back, you know, I'm doing research on these guys as I always do throughout the year, especially before an interview, trying to come up with some creative questions to ask. Beck readying the 1-2. Long pause out on the mound. A time's called. So no pitch there. Count stays at 1-2. So I'm doing the research, and I look up some stuff about his time at St. Leo. You know, I go into his college stat page, figure out some stuff about him. And ever since then, I get St. Leo ads popping up on my laptop all the time. All the time. And that interview was over a month ago, and they're still stalking me. 1-2 pitch on the inside corner, a called strike three. Jimenez just watched that one into Willems' glove. Paint on the inside corner from Jared Beck, and he's got the first out of the seventh. So Jimenez goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. That brings up Decker. Long pause, breaking ball from Beck. Beck has four pitches to work with. Fastball, slider, curveball, change. That was the slider there. Gonzalez at second, Donlin at first. Runner from second takes off, and Willems, no chance at all to throw him out. Gonzalez had a huge jump. No stolen base for Gonzalez there. First and third now. Donlin stayed put at first. Beck last pitched on September 2nd at Jersey Shore. Gave up two earned runs in an inning and two-thirds. Struck out two in that game. So he's well-rested out there. Hoping to give the Birds multiple innings out of the pen. His outing before that back on August 26th. Two shutout frames with five strikeouts and just one walk. 3-0, ripped down the right field line, hooking, and it's a foul ball. Well, that would have been at least an RBI single, probably a double, and it might have scored two if it stayed fair. But a foul ball. And Decker will head back to the box. A win tonight would give the Birds four straight home wins. It would be the third time this season they've done that. The last time the Birds won four in a row at home, July 18th through the 21st. First time they did it was July 27th through the 30th. The reason why they haven't done it more and why a lot of teams don't do it that often. 3-1 pitch coming up. Right there on the outside corner, it's strike two. And the reason why you don't see more teams winning that many consecutive home games in the minor leagues, unless they're really on a roll, is because when you play the same team 6 days in a row, the other team is bound to scratch across a win at some point. Pitch missed inside, that's ball four. So the bases are loaded now, a double and two walks. I mean, you play as a team from a Tuesday through Sunday in the minor leagues. That's how things are structured nowadays. And I mean, to beat a team even 3 days in a row, like the Birds have done, it's not easy. Well, now with the bases loaded and only one out, Ironbirds pitching coach Austin Miney is out for a visit. Haven't seen Miney yet tonight. And that was basically because Kyle Verbitsky straight up balled out through six innings. Well, Beck in a little bit of trouble. No runs home yet. Tying runs at first, go-ahead runs at the plate. Well, the seventh inning has been the big inning for the drive the last couple nights. They scored, well, actually all three games of this series so far. The drive scored three in the seventh on Tuesday, three in the seventh on Wednesday, one in the seventh last night. So only one last night, but they grabbed four in the ninth. So the drive, the bats have come alive late in games, and usually the last three innings of games so far. Meeting on the mound over. Bases loaded, one out. Beck's pitch to Carson Semus is in there for a strike. A 1 pitch, make it 0-2, so proved to be an important mound visit as Beck has found the strike zone again. No balls and two strikes. Next pitch, high and away. Count goes to 1-2. Beck trying to keep the drive off the board. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So two outs now in the inning. That's a big punch out for Beck. So he's fanned two in the inning. And now looking for the inning ender. That brings up Kier Meredith, the designated hitter. Meredith making his series debut. Coming off the development list. Bases loaded, opportunity for him. Beck paints the outer half with a strike there, and he is locked in ever since that mound visit. Birds looking to hold a 3-0 advantage. Gonzalez dances down the third baseline. The other two runners, short leads, 1-0 outside. Willems keeps it in front. So a ball and a strike on Meredith. Grounded foul down the first baseline. So some final numbers on Verbitsky tonight. I already gave you the final stat line, but tonight's outing for Kyle was the 10th time this season that he went at least four innings and gave up one or zero earned runs. Pretty good way to finish off your 2023 campaign. Now Beck looking to finish off his 2023 campaign with a solid outing tonight. It starts with getting out number three and getting out of this jam. It was bases loaded, one out. Now bases loaded, two outs. 1-2, swing and a miss. Nasty curveball from Beck, and he sees his way through a scoreless inning. Three strikeouts in the seventh. Strands runners at all three bases. And after six and a half, the Birds still lead it 3-0. We'll go to the home half of the seventh after this quick break. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you.
home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the seventh inning tonight in Aberdeen. Well, it's supposed to be the bottom of the seventh, but right now we are in a delay here in Aberdeen. So with rain coming and lightning in the area, we are going to step away for a little while on the broadcast. I'll treat you Ironbirds fans to some copyright-free music, courtesy of YouTube, while we sit in the delay, and then we'll give you some updates on when we come back. So we are in a rain and lightning delay here in Aberdeen. Birds lead at 3-0 over the Greenville Drive in Game 4 of this six-game series. So unfortunately, pausing play right now in the Dean, but hope to get things going again soon when we come back after this delay. So for now, we'll step away and check Ironbird's social media accounts for more information as we move forward in the night.
Web design, e-commerce, online.
When you buy 10 tickets on Vivid Seats, you get the 11th ticket free. I wonder what my 11th will be.
You're trash!
Living rent-free in a hockey player's head?
What's your 11th?
Thank you.
Who's going to need more Tide? Everyone. Now there's 85% more Tide in every Power Pod.
Thank you. Zillow Rentals. Zillions of apartments, one-stop app.
Thank you. People said I was crazy to do this.
Just a surf coach who wanted to shake up the sunglass industry. I wanted something different, radical, and fun. I didn't want to blend in, so I created Blenders. Born on the beach in San Diego, now rocked with pride worldwide. We're bright, we're bold, at a price that everyone can afford. Don't blend in. Welcome to your new favorite shades.
Thank you.
All right, Ironbirds fans, if anyone's still joining me out on the airwaves tonight, well, that's it for tonight. The game was officially called here in Aberdeen. It was an official game. We were through 6.5 innings with the Ironbirds ahead, and with the game not meaning anything in terms of playoffs for either team, that is it for tonight. So game is final after 6.5 innings. The Birds pick up the win, and that's four straight for the Birds. So four straight wins, they tie their season-long home winning streak at four games. It's the third time this season the Birds have won four games in a row at home. Well, that'll do it for tonight. With the win, the Ironbirds go back over 500. They improved to 64-63 overall. They are now 32-31 in the second half. Meanwhile, the Greenville Drive dropped to 63-67 overall. They fall to 27-37 in half number two. Three runs on six hits, no errors for the Ironbirds. No runs on two hits, no errors for the Drive. Kyle Verbitsky picks up the win in his final outing of the season. He improves to 6-1. Verbitsky tossed six shutout innings, gave up just one hit, and completed six innings or more for the third time this season. So Kyle gets the win. The loss goes to Yordani Monegro. He gave up two runs in five innings. He drops to 1-1 in two starts at high A. Jared Beck picks up the save. And an unconventional save, he tossed a scoreless seventh inning in which he worked out of a bases-loaded jam. So he gets the save in that seventh inning of work. Time of the game, 1 hour and 53 minutes, played in front of 3,678 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, it was another fun one tonight. Not a ton of action throughout. Pitching dominated and led the way. Kyle Verbitsky, the standout star in tonight's game with his six shutout innings and his sixth win of the year. He also got over 100 strikeouts on the season, picked up his season-high tying eight punchouts, and got strikeout number 100 with the first out of the fifth. Creed Willems hit a solo homer in the fourth, in the first. Ryan Higgins hit an RBI double in the first, and then Isaac De Leon ripped an RBI triple in the sixth. Birds win it 3-0, final in seven tonight. Four straight wins for the Birds, looking to make it five in a row tomorrow night here in Aberdeen. Well, I'll be on air at 6:40 for the air show. That'll be live on Facebook and the MILB TV app, and then first pitch at 7:05. Two games left here in the Dean this season. As always, thanks for tuning in, Ironbirds fans. Thanks for flying with me. For my outstanding production crew here in Aberdeen, my name is Michael Mark Cantonini. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.